Shishi of Vayetze, we notice a very fascinating trend in the Psukim, motif, where Yaakov becomes more and more vocal about his relationship with his father. Vayakom Yaakov Vayisas Banaves Nashav Alak Malim Vayin Hages Kol Mikneo Ves Kol Rechusho Asher Achash Mikne Kinyano Asher Achash Befadan Aram Lavo Al Yitzchak Aviv Arza Kenan. He wants to go back to his father. It's interesting, it doesn't say anything about Rivka. Lavo Al Yitzchak Aviv Arza Kenan. The truth of the matter is, if you look in Chamishi, subtly, we notice the beginning of this phenomenon as well. When Yaakov, calls Rachel and Leah out for the conversation that we alluded to in Chamishi, Vayomer lahen ra'an ochi as pnei avicheni enenu elaikit moshul shom velo hey avi hayayimadi. When he talks about Hashem, he refers to him as the God of my father. And this trend about Yaakov verbalizing and associating more and more about Yitzchak is something that continues in a very dramatic way. After Lavan chases Yaakov down after 7 days, Lavan himself even points it out. V'ata halocha lacht, I know why you went. Nichsof nichsafta leves avicha, you wanted to go back to your father. And Yaakov doesn't deny it. He says, yeah, of course, I was afraid that you would steal my family from me. But he doesn't respond in any kind of a way at that point to this note about nichsof nichsaft leves avicha. He doesn't deny that in any sense. That part is true. He wants to go back, particularly to his father. And at the end of the Aliyah, when Yaakov is really letting Lavan have it over Zaliyah, Srim Shana Beveisach, Havatich Arba, Sre Shana Bishtevin Osacha, Vishay Shanim Bitsunacha, Vatachalefes Maskorti, Aseres Monim, 10 times, according to Rashi, 100 times. You cheated me, Lule, Elohe Avi, Elohe Avraham, Ufachad Yitzchak Hayali, Kiata Rekam Shilachtani, Esaniva Sigia Kapai Ralo Kim Bayochach Amesh. He references Avram, he references Yitzchak, but then at the next Aliyah, Shavi'i, when it comes time for Yaakov and Lavan to take their oaths one to the other, Elokei Avraham veElokei Nachor yishvetu veInenu Elokei Yavihem vaYishava Yaakov befachad Aviv Yitzchak. Targum in all the places befachad Aviv Yitzchak, that Yaakov is only willing to take the shvua in the name of his father, b'dedachalei Avui Yitzchak, the God that Yitzchak had served with profound yira. The Radak notes this, the Ramban quotes it approvingly, that this term, b'fachad aviv Yitzchak, is actually a reference to the Akeda, right? That Yitzchak was prepared to lay everything down for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Akeda. The Radak says, u'perusho ki ayomer Yaakov, pachad Yitzchak al Akeda, shemi pachado la'el, masar atzmo l'shchita. The question is, why now? Yaakov realizes it's imperative that he extract his family from the environment of the Beis Lavan. It's beginning, as we discussed in the previous Aliyah, to change him, change who he is, his visions. Sulam butzavartza mosho rosho megia v'shashamayma malachei elokim olim v'yardim bo, and now it's atudim olim alatzon. So why is it that Yitzchak's character, in particular the Pachad Yitzchak, the Akedas Yitzchak, means more and more to him? So it's obvious, I think, based on the contrast that we started with all the way back in Chamishi, when Yaakov is speaking to Rachel and Leah, and he talks about Elohei Avi, Hayai Madi, and he says, V'atena yidaten, ki b'chol kolchi avati et avichen. The contrast is between their father and his father. And what 20 years in the Beis Lavan has exposed Yaakov to is, what is at the essence of a person? I mean, who is a person really? And Yaakov's appreciation of his father, and sometimes it's just is what happens in life and there's no way around it. His appreciation of his father is exponentially increased by his exposure to his father-in-law, exposure to Rachel and Leah's father. Who is Lavan? Lavan is a person who's looking to benefit, to extract from others and from situations anything that he can get for himself. Who is Yitzchak? Pachad Aviv Yitzchak. Yitzchak is a person who's willing to give of himself, to sacrifice himself for something greater, for an ideal that he holds dear. The base Lavan is about materials. The base Lavan is about gain. It's about self-aggrandizement. It's about how much can I get. And Yaakov begins to reflect very deeply on who his father is, B'fachad Aviv Yitzchak. And he takes a shvua in the name of his father. The exposure to Lavan, indeed, as Lavan himself realized, created a great tshuka within Yaakov, nichsof nichsafta leves avicha, to return to his father's home. And again, it wasn't just that he was, you know, homesick, but as Targum says, chamada chamidta leves avuch, Yaakov had the deepest of desires to return to a place where people knew what sacrifice meant, when people knew what ideals meant, pachad aviv yitzchak, and he recognizes that the insidious environment of the Beis Lavan, where people are out for themselves, people are out for their own gain, is not a place where he can stay any longer. B'chol kochi avati es avichen, I worked here my very hardest, he tells Rachel and Leah, but it's time, Elohei avi hayoi madi, the image of the God of my father, what my father stood for, Mesiros Nefesh, which is so absent here, a diametric opposite environment, Nichsof nichsafta leves avicha, vayishava Yaakov b'fachad aviv Yitzchak.